And in the studio with me, Danny Taylor, aka even Tommy Cooper. Very good morning, Danny. Oh, Tommy.
Hello.
Is that it? Right.
Who am I? Well, it's been... Oh, what day is it?
This is going to be pandemonium.
Oh, yes, it is.
Danny.
I've not been home. What?
Stick to the script. What script?
What script?
We haven't got a script. Danny, it's such a pleasure to see you again.
My teeth itch. Sorry. My teeth itch. They're not my teeth, they're friends. I'm just breaking them in.
I'm going to... I'll tell you what, you just carry on.
No, Go on, mate.
Danny Taylor is here.
I'm back.
He's here. He's here. Oh. Wonderful to see you, mate. Fantastic. touring the country with the Tommy Cooper Show, in case nobody was quite clear on that. And it's going brilliantly, isn't it? Tell us about it.
We've got a show about Tommy Cooper, and it's great.
Clue was in the name there, really.
Yeah. It's called The Tommy Cooper Show. It's a
great name.
Just like that. And it's a three-hander. The story of Tommy's life. We celebrate his life. And the story is told by his wife, Gwen, affectionately known as Dove, and his manager, Miff Ferry, who he had a very fractious relationship with.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. It wasn't all sort of sweetness and light then?
Oh, no.
Oh, right, okay.
Miff Ferry was, he was, in the very early days, was Bruce Forsyth's first...
was he?
Theatrical agent.
Okay.
And he looked after Tommy and Bruce. And when Bruce left Miff Ferry, it was very sort of... Mm. It was a bit messy, to say the least. It went through. Tommy stuck with Miff and pretty much... kept him on the straight and narrow. What's interesting is that only a few years ago, they found all these documentation, all these letters and scripts that had been written by Miff Ferry of every phone conversation he ever had with Tommy Cooper.
Really? What, sort of covering his own back sort of thing?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
And, you know, Tommy was... he was known to be a bit of a bit tight with his money.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know whether you know the old story about the tea bag and the taxi driver.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go on, tell it.
He'd he'd tip the taxi driver when he ever get a cab. He tip the taxi driver with a tea bag,
uh-huh.
And he put it in his top pocket. And he'd say, "Have a drink on me." But yeah, he was very very tight, and so was Miff. But they didn't really get on. It's a celebration of Tommy's life.
But one of the things I think is amazing, apart from the fact, I mean, you took it to the Edinburgh Fringe originally, I think, didn't you? And then it's just gone, well, it's gone ballistic, hasn't it? But one of the great things about it is that the whole show and everything is completely endorsed and supported, even affectionately endorsed by the Tommy Cooper family and the foundation, isn't it?
Yeah, we opened the tour in Caerphilly, where he was born.
Ah, right, yeah.
We went to Exeter, where he lived.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Eastbourne, where he also lived.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't been to Chiswick yet. We can't find a theatre that's big enough for it nearby.
Well, I was going to say, you're selling out theatres right across the country.
Yeah, no, it's doing really well. It's incredible, really, how it's sort of in two... A year ago, actually, yesterday, we were driving to Edinburgh.
Really?
Yeah.
For the first performance?
No.
Or near enough?
We'd done it in a local theatre in Liverpool.
Oh, right. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Our kind of mums and dads and mates and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved it because they're all family. They're like, but we...
Mm.
They said, you've got to get this to Edinburgh. So we took it to Edinburgh. We managed to get a bit of money to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We took it up there and we kind of went there to sort of build the kudos of the piece up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went back on tour with Blood Brothers, I started pitching it to theatres. And then a few other theatres caught on, heard about the show itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's really quite magical how it's kind of come about. It's almost like... It's really strange. It's almost like it was meant to be.
Mm. Well, the reviews you're getting are just, without question, just all five-star reviews, aren't they?
I know. Mean,
every single review I've seen has just completely gone mad about it.
Absolutely. I knew I could act a bit. Like,
yeah, of course you can. Well,
I didn't feel like...
Are you doing it
Are
now?
We paying these people somewhere? No, it's been incredible. It's just been absolutely insane, the feedback that we've got back. But it's been a lot of hard work as well, but, you know, theatre is hard work. You know, you get up to Edinburgh, you've got a 50-minute slot, you've got to put your set up, you've got to take your set down, you've got to market your show. We had an 11 o'clock slot in Edinburgh, which is not the best time for people that remember Tommy Cooper. You know, they're normally tucked away in bed. You know? So sure. it wasn't really the sort of best time. But
I was going to ask you, what sort of audiences are you getting with? I mean, you mentioned there, you kind of alluded to the perhaps the age group that would remember Teen Tommy, like I myself did, one of my favourite acts, but never saw him live.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it was a good few decades ago. So are you drawing in young people and bringing them to the Tommy Cooper show? I mean, are they you know, buying into it?
Interesting question.
It's my job.
It's your job. Yes, young people who don't know Tommy Cooper think I am Tommy Cooper.
Right, okay.
Which is strange.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I have to explain to them that he was this Welsh, English comedian, magician that made things went wrong.
Mm.
And sometimes he was an excellent magician. Sometimes he, you know, he doubled bluff the audience and make them go right. And then with the humour as well. And just the look of him.
Can you describe the show a little bit for us in terms of people who are hopefully coming to see you tonight and tomorrow night at Shanklin Theatre? But I mean, is it a biog? Is it a tribute? Is it a performance? How would you sum it up?
Tribute is an interesting one. I would say from the reviews that we've had and the way that I sort of tackle Tommy was like is that I'm going to be brave here and say that I bring him back to life.
Well, you clearly have a great deal of affection for the man.
Yeah, I do. And there's been a lot of negativity about Tommy Cooper in the last couple of years.
Yeah, yeah.
People talk about the drama that was on recently. And I'll be honest, I wasn't really... I'm a massive fan of David Threlfall, but I wasn't a massive fan of that. I think it's very easy to sort of find holes in people and things like that. But, you know, let's also celebrate these people. They're a great part of our growing up. And
so would it be fair to call the show a celebration of Tommy Cooper? Yeah, you used the word.
An hilarious celebration.
Fantastic.
Yeah, okay. And it's a family show because Tommy Cooper was never blue.
No, he's a family
entertainer. And that's the other thing as well is, you know, we're getting a lot of kids in who are just loving the gags.
Yeah.
Those gags will just stand the test of time, you know.
Absolutely.
I walked into a bar, all that kind of stuff. I went to see the doctor today. I had to. He's not me well. I said, doctor, I said, I've broken my arm in three places. He said, well, stay away from the places. He said, get up on the couch. I said, what for? He said, I want to sweep the floor. So you see, it's just simplicity.
It's timeless.
But these jokes, when they were first put together by, you know, Tommy Cooper, would be like a page long.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's literally put them down to two lines.
Yeah.
But it's the... they will be around a lot longer than I will be, you know.
Sure, no, absolutely. But as you say, I mean, that humour, it is completely timeless. I mean, we're going back 40, 50 years with some of that material, and it still gets a laugh today because it's just funny.
Yeah.
And he delivered it in a way that was obviously totally unique, which you have captured, and I have to say, in a most extraordinary way. And you just bring it back to life, as you mentioned, you're bringing him back to life.
Yeah.
And that is just a wonderful thing to do. I mean, I can tell, I mean, I've known you for quite a long time, and I know you're a very passionate and enthusiastic about everything you do, Blood Brothers, your singing, songwriting, and everything else.
Yeah.
But, you know, the energy you bring to something like this has driven it to this success. And I just, you know, I think congratulations to you. And you clearly are enjoying every performance.
Cheers, mate.
Checks in the post.
Ta-la. No, yeah, I am passionate about it. I'm sort of enjoying it as well.
So the tour is coming to the island this weekend. You're playing Shanklin Theatre, as we know, this evening. Curtain up 7:30, I believe.
7:30 show. We come down at 7:25.
Okay.
And
tomorrow night, of course, as well.
Yeah, it's the same again tomorrow night. And
ticket information, if there are still any available, on shanklintheatre.com, I guess, at the ticket
office.
Yeah,
you go to the shanklintheatre.com. Book now.
Yeah.
What's he show?
Yeah,
I'm just looking at the flyer here. Yeah, right. Just get in touch with the Shanklin.
Yeah. It's a lovely venue as well.
Oh, yeah, I went in there yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that run it, I mean, the theatre itself and how that's come about, that theatre is... absolutely brilliant. Vic, the guy that runs it, what a job he's done. I think they got three people there that are on their, you know, that are on the payroll. But it's
the rest are volunteers.
The rest are volunteers and community. And there's now theatres on the mainland now. I know this to be a fact over in Eastbourne, a few of them that are looking at what they've done at the Shanklin Theatre as a way to do to bring their own theatres to life.
Well, the fundraising they've done and the FOST, the Friends of Shanklin Theatre, over the past few years, the volunteers, as you say, led by people like Vic and his team.
Absolutely.
But the refurbishment of the building itself has been beautifully done.
Yep.
It's a wonder. The acoustics, I think, as a singer-songwriter yourself and an actor, I think the acoustics are extraordinary in there, and they've been maintained and enhanced, in fact, because they've done a lot of technical work behind the stage in terms of the sound system and the lights, obviously, and everything else. And it really is an example, as you say, to how to run a theatre, a proper theatre.
Yeah, and you know, some theatres can get heavily subsidised, you know, from sort of, and it's sort of difficult time for the arts at the moment. It always is, but you know, theatres have to look after how they're run for them to be able to exist, you know, and just throwing money at theatres. You know, I think that if you look at places of what they're doing at the Shanklin, I think it's a great sort of mark to aim for.
It's a model, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
it really
it's is. Brilliant. I can't say. I'm really, really impressed with what they've done there.
And the tour continues. I mean, you're carrying on around the country. Where are you off to next?
We go to where are we? After we go to Scotland.
Really? Oh, from one end to the other.
Yes, go to who thought this out? who thought this through? Yes, we go to Scotland, and then we're over in Darlington, and at the Civic Theatre up in Scotland. Where are we in Scotland? We're at the Lanark Memorial Hall, Rutherglen Town Hall. We then go over to Blackpool, catching the end of the summer. We're going to the Grand in Blackpool.
Wow.
I can't wait.
So
we're going to be there. So I'll probably have most of the Nolan sisters there for that opening night.
Wonderful.
As I've worked with them all on Blood Brothers, you see.
Yeah, of course.
So they all live
there,
you see.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Actually, what I'm going to say, Danny, is if we go to a little break here and another track, and then I'll run that 10 out of 10 quiz very quickly, and we'll come back to you because I do want to talk to you some more about the Tommy Cooper Show, but also about what else you've been up to with Blood Brothers, the singing, songwriting, and everything else that you've got. I don't know how you fit it all into a day, but...
Neither do I.
Tommy Cooper will be back after these, and then the one from Raffaella Cara, the latest, is called Do It, Do It Again. Whatever that's about, goodness only knows, it's a family show. Ramalanga Ding Dong. Shanana! It's 22 minutes to midday, and in the studio Shana. With me is... Danny Shana. Taylor, is it Tommy Cooper? It's both of them.
What's he saying? What's that?
What's Ramalama Ding Dong? More to the point, I don't
know.
There you are. I was in the other room.
Are you still
I was
in
washing
the
my face. What?
Are you? Have you brought them back in with you?
Yeah, I'm just going to go get them. Wait there.
Okay. There he is, I'm back again.
Thank you.
No problem at all. Anyway, Danny, talking
no,
about
you.
Tommy... you see, you got...
No, thank you.
He did some magic tricks earlier, but it's not really working on the radio. I'm sorry, it's just not working at all. But we were talking about the Tommy Cooper Show here on the island tonight and tomorrow, of course, but you are just you're just so busy doing everything. I mean, you've just come off another, well, I said just a couple of months ago, the latest Blood Brothers national tour.
Yes.
Which, again, selling out right across the country. That's a hugely successful. How many tours have you been on now? Several.
Many.
Yeah.
I can't have lost count.
That many? Good Lord.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, you're just touring constantly. And...
Yeah, we're actually in Southampton with Blood Brothers and... Southampton, I think, it's as close as we get.
Yeah,
we're there
is,
in
yeah.
the September, October, November.
Oh, right.
December, one of those months.
Oh, right. So you're back out on tour with them later this year?
Yeah, go back on tour on September the 6th, I think it is.
Okay.
And
still playing Sammy?
I'm still playing Sammy, and I've got Tommy Cooper shows thrown in there as well. So
you're doing both at the same time?
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible.
And I'm recording an album.
I was going to ask you about the singer-songwriter side, because you are very talented, and I don't care if you look at me and go, no, don't big me up. All right, I won't. No, I will. No, no, but I mean, I've seen you perform. I've heard the stuff that you've done. I mean, just absolutely wonderful songs you write and perform as well, accompanying yourself. But recording an album out, and you mentioned off air just a moment ago that you've got backing musicians now.
Yes, I've got people that give up their time to come and play on the stuff that I've written. You know, mm-hmm. but the majority of it was written while I've been on tour. You know,
yeah.
days.
I guess that's the only time you go.
I'm not really good at just sitting around in the digs, and a lot of people on tour just, I suppose, it's a bit of a holiday in the day until we do the show in the evening.
Mm.
But I'm kind of like...
But you just never stop. I mean, you're always doing something.
Yeah. Always doing something. I'm not very good at sitting still. And if I've got something in my head that I want to do, I'll just go and do it, you know. So. Mm.
And, of course, over here on the island, I'm delighted to learn from you that you brought the family, Shazza and Sunny,
yes,
with you.
Shazbot.
So she's listening.
Sharon Byatt, she's in the show. As well, she plays my wife in the show.
Oh, right. Fabulous. Yeah. Oh, right.
Of course, our little boy Sonny, yeah.
And Sonny is now, what's he, five?
He's five, yes. Yeah. He's very tall. He fell asleep in the greenhouse. he goes to an inflatable school.
Oh, dear. Yeah, go on.
School's inflatable. Yeah. The teachers are inflatable. He's let the ball down. I wasn't the smartest kid at school, but I was close. About 3 feet away. My father used to say to my mother, "Do you think he gets his intelligence from me?" She'd say, "Yes, I've still got mine." I was a big surprise to my parents. They found me on the doorstep. They were expecting a bottle of milk.
I wish you could stay for the rest of the show, but I know you've got to go in a matter of a minute's time.
That's all right.
It's down to the wonderful car parking ticketing system.
I only had to put another 40p in. I've got to pick up our lighting man from Ride. Our technical messiah, Peter, who's travelling all the way from Liverpool today. I think
really?
He left at about 3 o'clock this morning.
Good.
So, he's on his way down, so... we've got a fit up at 1:30, 2:00. The Shanklin Theatre. We open tonight. Yeah,
I was going to say. Let's just remind everyone that you do not want to miss this. I mean, Danny is just an extraordinary act to catch live doing anything. But in this particular show, I've got to tell you, you just have to see him. The Tommy Cooper show, and he is, as you've already witnessed here, he is Tommy Cooper. I mean, it's as simple as that. And it's a wonderful, wonderful show.
It's a wonderful show. You're looking at my fez, aren't you? You're wondering where it came from. Put your fez on.
I'm going to put my... No, I can't.
Do you know where it came from? Do you know the story of the fez?
No, I don't. No, go on.
People always ask me where it came from. I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Egypt in the army, and I used to wear a pith helmet in the act in those days.
Mm-hmm.
I did say pith.
Yes, I...
Not quite the same, is it?
No.
Anyhow, I lost the damn thing. I had to grab the first hat I could find. Anyway, this waiter came by wearing one of these. Well, that was that.
And it really was a...
And then a few years later, I was back in Egypt with the wife, and there was this guy selling fezes at the market. Well, I went to try one on.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to try it on, he turns to me and he said, "Josiah."
Really?
And I said, "How do you know that?" I said, "That's my catchphrase." He said, "I don't know anything about a catchphrase. All I know is that when an English person tries one on, they turn to their friends and they say, 'Josiah.'"
Oh, I see. So it already...
And then he said...
Oh, wow.
And then he said, sorry.
Yeah.
He said, "You're the first one not to say it." It's priceless, isn't it?
So it was actually...
And that's the story of the fez.
And the catchphrase as well. And
yes.
How it all came from that.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I think there was a time as well, he was going back to the Myth Ferry thing. I think where Myth Ferry said, "Stop wearing that hat, stop wearing that fez."
Really?
Yeah. He did the same thing with Bruce Forsyth as well. There'd be like things that sort of creeped into the act, you know, that became part of the act, like just like that. And thank you, you know... All these different things, and Myth would be like, "No, get rid of it." And there's periods of his life where he didn't actually have a fez on, you know, and you know, for short periods, and then the fez came back, and it's just.
But I mean, it's just a trademark; it's instantly recognisable.
Well, yeah,
instantly recognisable. Yeah. So, everyone, you need to check out the website for shanklintheatre.com, or you can ring the box office, and you need to grab the last handful, I suspect, of tickets available for either tonight or tomorrow night. Two nights you've got down there, Danny.
Yes, two nights. Yes,
7:30 curtain up on that.
7:30 both shows, yeah, and like I say, 9:25, so it's not too late for the
youngsters as well.
For the youngsters as well. So,
a great family show, wonderful entertainment.
Yes, it is a family show. There is no rude bits.
No.
It's because he wasn't blue.
No.
He was end of the pier family entertainment.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's Tommy Cooper.
Perfect.
And that's how we send him off.
Brilliant. Danny, it's such a pleasure to see you again. And best of love to the family.
Thank you so much for having me.
Shazza and Sunny, you're very, very welcome indeed. And best of luck with everything else you're doing. I hope when you come back this way, you'll come in and say hi.
And I just want to say, I wandered lonely as a cloud. the people on this island are absolutely gorgeous. Everywhere I've been the last few days, going into hotels and this, that and the other, everyone has been absolutely so brilliant. And I just want to say thank you, Isle of Wight, for being so lovely.
Oh, well, thank you for joining us, Danny. Great pleasure to see you. Best of luck with everything, and have a cracking show tonight and tomorrow.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers. All the best.